Palestinian Sheikhs in Hebron Ask Israel for Separate Emirates, Not State. By Joel B. Polak on July 6, 2025. A group of Palestinian sheikhs in the holy city of Hebron has written to the Israeli government formally asking to be given sovereignty over the area as an emirate, and not as part of a larger Palestinian state. The new emirate, they say, would join the Abraham Accords, the regional agreement establishing peace between Israel and participating Arab and Muslim states. Abraham himself is said by tradition to be buried in Hebron, in the tomb of the patriarch, holy to Muslims and Jews. The initiative places a new option on the table for the resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and an alternative to the corrupt and anti-Semitic Palestinian Authority, which currently administers the area. The Wall Street Journal reported Saturday. "We want cooperation with Israel," says Sheikh Wadi al-Habari, also known as Abu Sanad, from his ceremonial tent in Hebron, the West Bank's largest city located south of Jerusalem. "We want coexistence." The leader of Hebron's most influential clan has said such things before, as did his father. But this time is different. Sheikh Habari and four other leading Hebron sheikhs have signed a letter pledging peace and full recognition of Israel as a Jewish state. Their plan is for Hebron to break out of the Palestinian Authority, establish an emirate of its own, and join the Abraham Accords. The letter is addressed to Israeli Economy Minister Nir Barkat, a former mayor of Jerusalem, who has brought Mr. Habari and other sheikhs to his home and met with them more than a dozen times since February. They ask him to present it to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and await his reply. "The Emirate of Hebron shall recognize the State of Israel as the nation-state of the Jewish people," the sheikhs write, "and the State of Israel shall recognize the Emirate of Hebron as the representative of the Arab residents in the Hebron district." Accepting Israel as a Jewish state goes further than the Palestinian Authority ever has, and sweeps aside decades of rejectionism. The suggestion is timely. The U.S. and Israel are said to be preparing a formal peace plan that encompasses the region. The plan must make room for Palestinian aspirations in some form to win the support of Arab leaders. By recognizing emirates, Israel could avoid the perception of rewarding Palestinian terror with statehood, and could actually achieve peace with a more credible and stable neighboring governing partner. Hebron, located in Judea, the southern West Bank, is divided between a Jewish and Arab portion, the latter run by the Palestinian Authority, under an agreement signed in 1997. The Holy Tomb of the Patriarchs is jointly run by Jewish and Muslim authorities. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.